evangelical and attack the heart and soul of the gospel. But of course, we would expect this, right? Because Jude says that the sad reality is, he says, I would like to have written to you about our common salvation as he starts his epistle, but he can't as hard as he may have tried, because he realizes that there isn't going to be a common salvation or a common understanding of the gospel and salvation if they don't earnestly contend for the faith. Because unless you're going to battle for the truth, you're going to lose it. Since, he says, the heretics have crept into the church unawares. They're embedded. They're in the church. They're in the love feast. They're surrounding you. They're at the table. They're right there embedding themselves in the church. And that's where they do their damage. That's why he calls himself an evangelical. That's not an evangelical viewpoint. That's a heretic. And if you have this mass of quote unquote professing Christian people that make up the large part of the church, the visible church, with no discernment, with no real theological understanding, then this stuff can be very, very seductive to them, very attractive to them, especially if it's worded cleverly. That's what makes Brian McLaren effective. He's clever, deceptively clever to the uninitiated and the undiscerning.
In a way, do you think there's an opportunity here, though, for those of us who love Scripture and are committed to what it teaches and want to proclaim it with clarity, if we're clear in return? For example, the quote I just read from Steve Chalk is practically the polar antithesis of what Isaiah 53 says, sure, about the cross, that it pleased God to bruise him. It was God who put him to death. And if we proclaim that clearly, that's just as shocking, really. What Scripture says is shocking also. It's not the fact that this is shocking that makes it wrong. It's the fact that it's wrong.
Right. No, I think that's a great observation. I think sometimes I feel like what I'm preaching now is shocking just about every Sunday.
It gets more shocking because the culture moves further and further away from.
And as you know, our church is just filling up with young people.
Right.
Just pouring in. And I'm like stunning them with this straightforward biblical truth because it's so not postmodern. It's so fixed and inviolable and clear. It isn't ambiguous, and it's absolute. And this is pretty shocking. If you're a student at UCLA or USC and the universities in this area, if you're coming out of the postmodern thinking of the world of their